And welcome to another installment of Mercenary Musings Radio, an exclusive audio service presenting views and insight from the mercenary geologist himself, Mickey Fulp. And Mickey, we are counting down the days in 2011, just under 3 weeks, I guess, really left in this year. And when we reflect back on how this year has taken shape, Mickey, how would you summarize things? I think from an investing standpoint, it has been an extremely volatile ride in the markets. Investors, you know, feeling pretty good about things one day and then the next week going in the other direction. But how would you summarize this year?
Well, exactly like that. It's been a year of volatility with the markets driven by greed, fear, and panic. So I think the thing is, Rob, the humans, we're basically optimists. So we always want things to be all right. And this year they have not been all right. So therefore, we have these short to medium term market panics, and then followed by periods of false euphoria. So what we see are buying sprees, and then reality sets in again, and then there's this massive sell-offs that go on. So that leads to extremely volatile markets.
And when you look at the factors behind that extreme volatility, Mickey, was the volatility justified in your mind at all?
Well, I think it has been. It's been a tumultuous year. The market started doing very well, generally on the uptick, until the beginning of March, and it started to fall off. But then we got hit by the Japanese tsunami in mid-March, and we had big spikes down in all the major markets. They recovered, but then in late May to mid-June, we had the Greek crisis reared its ugly head, basically a year anniversary from when it first hit. That led to another panic and a big commodity sell-off. The market again recovered a bit, but then that was followed by another panic and commodity sell-off in late July to early August, basically driven by the idea that this euro debt crisis was spreading to other countries. Well, what else is new, huh? Then again, a kind of a muddled market, and then the biggie hit in late September, driven again by this lack of resolution of the euro crisis. It's spreading again with the pigs and France and Germany unable or unwilling to do what is necessary to correct this. What we've seen is over year, we've seen the Dow Jones average up about 7%, but the broader market indices have not followed. So with the S&P 500, NASDAQ, more or less up 1%. And as you mentioned, those have been very hard-fought gains. But in my opinion right now, since the last sell-off, we've been in this kind of market malaise, and again with periods of en masse selling followed by these little buying sprees, and now we're getting hit, of course, by tax loss selling. The good thing about this whole year, though, from our point of view, Rob, I think would be that the commodity prices have remained high over the course of the year.
Yet the venture exchange down 30%. Let me ask you, should it be that way even when we have a pretty good year for commodity prices?
Well, I think what we need to do is look at the reasons why it's taken the big hit. We started the year at 2275 on the venture exchange index. Right the day before PDAC, March the 4th, we hit the yearly high of 2440. Then the pros came in and started selling. We've talked about this before, trying to beat the sell and may go away phenomena. Then came the usual summer doldrums. Markets really took a hit during that period of time. And then the aforementioned big sell-off and panic in late September and early October coincided with a commodity sell-off, at which time the venture hit its yearly low of 1335. It's since rebounded. It's about 1540 now. Year-to-date, that's a 32% fall-off. But I think the reason is can come right back to liquidity. You know, we've often talked about buying at low volumes and low prices and selling at high volumes and high prices. Well, that's really played out this year. In Q1, we had very good volumes, something on the order of 1 billion shares a week on the Venture Exchange. Mm-hmm. By Q2 of this year, that had fallen by one half. In Q3, it during the summer doldrums, went down to one third of the average volume of the first quarter. And even now, we're at one half of the volume. So, you know, it's one of these things. You got no one wanting to buy, therefore the sellers come in.
Yep.
This is a reflection of the volatile markets and the economic turmoil. And the real reason, Rob, is it's risk aversion. When big markets are uneasy, people shed their most speculative stocks, and there's nothing more speculative than the Toronto Venture Exchange.
Yeah, oh, so many analysts I've spoken with, Mickey, in terms of giving out advice to people that, you know, you've heard this time and time again on the television, looking at the financial networks. You know, investors are constantly being told, if you're going to be playing this equity market right now, boy, oh boy, keep your dollars into the big blue chips. And I'm sure that has certainly hurt the Venture Exchange listed companies in terms of keeping money out of that direction of the market, hasn't it?
Well, it has, and that's reflected by the only market in North America that's up boisterously or even up well this year is the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Up 7% compared to very small gains in the broader indices.
Well, how this steep loss for the juniors, Mickey, how is this being reflected at a lot of the conferences that you go to, which are obviously commodity focused and a lot of junior companies there? Last time we spoke, for example, you were in San Francisco for the Hard Assets show. Mm-hmm. What was the mood like at that conference?
Well, the mood there was probably increasing pessimism, but I'd like to start and kind of review the fall conference circuit. There's a standard circuit that a number of speakers travel and engage in the fall. I counted up there's 7 conferences this fall, and I actually attended 5 of them. So I started in Toronto. And I would say at that point, that was in mid-September, we were hoping for a usual September rally post-summer doldrums. So hopeful for a rebound. By the time I got to Chicago in early October, we were in the midst of this massive sell-off driven by falling commodity prices. But at that time, gold was being looked on as very much a safe haven. So that was probably the theme in Chicago. By the time I got to New Orleans on Halloween weekend, the markets were starting to bounce back a bit, and I think people were very hopeful for a rebound. And then we got to San Francisco with this market malaise going on and tax loss selling. And I would say a fairly pessimistic view of the market, especially the junior resource sector.
Okay, so perhaps this area of the market ending on a bit of a downer note, but next time out, Mickey, geez, we'll only have a few days left in 2011, so I think that'd be a good time to kind of recap the year in commodities. And I'd like to get, more importantly, I think viewers would be interested in finding out from you just where we're headed for 2012. So do you want to pick up on it that way next time?
Absolutely. I think that's what we should do. And in the meantime, it is tax loss selling season. And so I would encourage everyone, if they haven't already, to do their tax planning for next year and perhaps shed some of the lesser performing stocks in their dog's breakfast of Venture Exchange stocks. And you know, at this point, what you want to do is, I think, look at volatility as the hand you've been dealt and embrace that volatility. You know, bad markets present buying opportunities.
So they do, yeah.
What I'm doing right now, yeah, I'm selling some of the dogs and taking tax losses. But as soon as I sell a dog, I'm plowing that money right back into a fundamentally strong stock that's beaten up and worn down and I think has good, strong fundamentals for the future.
Okay, great strategy. We'll expand on that next time out. Good to talk to you, Mickey, and we'll do it all over again in a couple of weeks from now.
Likewise, Rob, and I look forward to it.
Okay, that is Mickey Folt, the Mercenary Geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.